Well, it was a bit more than difficult, I'll say that, by the way. But I think that I couldn't believe what I was seeing. That's the first thing, after spending the time to look at Sunderland and how they play, and about how they play very similar to us. So we matched them up. And if we play anything like we played at Bournemouth, here at Selhurst, we're gonna be very good today. But from the first half, when the first goal went in, I saw the frailties of the team psychologically lose the focus, and I think that the fear took over when that first goal went in, and when that fear went in and struck the players, they lost all what they should have been doing in terms of in and out of possession, and the game became ragged, not a lot of cohesion in terms of the way we were trying to play, and then leaving spaces and gaps for the opposition to take advantage of. And of course, when we saw such a solid defensive performance that gave us the basis to go and beat Bournemouth 2-0, we saw a very lax performance out of possession here today, to not just stay in the game until we could get it sorted out at half time. And then by the time the fourth one went in, it was half time, and for me, we weren't going to win the game, but we had to go out and show a little bit more commitment, a little bit more pride in our performance, and try if we can to get back in the game. Sunderland 4-0 up, just have to sit there. We wrote that down here and there. We were never going to win it, but a goal, you know, to lift the fans would have been nice, but really, really disappointed in their first half performance.
How worrying is it, Sam, in the position you're in, when you're using words like fear and psychologically?
Well,
it's
apparent, because if you look at the league table, and you know, I can't defend the players today. I like to defend the players, but I can't, especially on the first half performance. But you look at the league table, split into two, and we're bottom of the league for points collected at home, 7, I think. Mm. We're 9th in the league for points away from home. So it tells you that this place, these squad of players at the moment are struggling here, and they shouldn't, because these fans are great. They're not ones that get on the back often. They want to support the team, but in all fairness, they've got nothing to support today, particularly in the first half. But it's just their own fears they've got to overcome, because the fans are ready to cheer them. It's a full house today. They wanted to get behind them. You know, they were trying to get behind them. But when we went a goal down, I saw that fear that struck the players, that we have to all work very, very hard to overcome. And we do that by getting back to basics. And I keep talking about these basics, which were in fantastic form over the 90 minutes at Bournemouth, but the basics were lost today. The first goal, free kick. The second goal, losing possession in your own half. The third and fourth, you've got to stop Jermaine Defoe running behind. Three defenders never got anywhere near him. So all of what we did at Bournemouth, we didn't do here today, and Sunderland, in all fairness, punished us to the hilt. And it's a very, 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 very disappointing day for us all.
And how difficult is it going to be to recover from this, to get the players mentally back?
Well, they have to. I mean, it's their responsibility as well as mine. We have to accept the criticism that we should get on a performance like that, particularly in the first half. We should use the criticism as a positive. We should use it in terms of saying, I am not going to allow myself to do that or play like that again. And take the bull by the horns and say, I have to do something about how I'm performing. I will try and help them with the rest of the staff, and when they go out on the field, they've got to go and have the determination and have the mental resilience to go out and perform, particularly here when it comes round next time.
Can I just ask one, just at the end, there was some fairly unpleasant scenes with some of the fans trying to get at the players. How disappointing was that?
Well, I can't be disappointed about them showing the disapproval, in all honesty, because what they saw today wasn't good enough. You know, and they've paid when worked very hard, and they paid their hard-earned money to come and see their team win here, particularly, and that is the problem. You know, the worst home record in the league is something we've got to turn around very quickly. There's nothing better than sending your fans home happy and struggling away, but you can't have the reverse. This is where we've got to earn our bread and butter now, from now till the end of the season. We've got to turn it round, and we've got to try and send these fans home. So send them home happy. They go home very miserable today. And, you know, of course, You know, they want to go home, that being they want to talk about the game and how good we were and what a good 3 points it was. But like I said before, you know, it's the second time we've done it. Swansea here and now Sunderland, two teams below us, never got anywhere near the performance that I know the players are capable of or I've seen, particularly last Tuesday at Bournemouth.